The Pat Kenny Show on News Talk.
Thanks to spiritmotorgroup.ie. With secure online payments, buying your next used car has never been easier. With Spirit Motor Group.
Everyone knows the importance of bees. They've been pollinating our crops, plants and fruit trees, playing a key role in the food we eat for thousands of years. However, we might not know the full ins and outs of just how extraordinary a creature they are. From serving their queen until they die to communicating with each other through what's called the waggle dance, the bee is one of the most fascinating insects. And to tell us all about his new book, author of The Bee's Knees, James Morrissey is on the line. James, good morning.
Good morning, Pat.
Now, I've known you as a journalist and communications expert for years and years and years. I did not know you had a fascination with bees.
Well, it started a long time ago because my parents kept bees in our back garden in our home in Kilchimaw in Mayo. And years later, I was always interested. Years later, I decided I would try and become a beekeeper myself, and I have beehives in Connemara and in Dublin, and I'm still learning. I think anyone that's a beekeeper will tell you that the learning never stops.
Now, it goes back a long way. We're talking about the earliest trace 100 million years ago, and there's even practical evidence from 50 million years ago.
That is right. They don't know, obviously, how far back they go, but it certainly runs into millions of years. And they have been a very, very important part of our ecological system. And in Egyptian times, Egyptian leaders, when they passed, they were buried in honey because honey is believed to preserve things forever and ever.
Now, there's all sorts of interesting facts throughout the book. By the way, I read the book from cover to cover yesterday. I didn't think I would be that fascinated by bees, but I just couldn't stop. It's an absolutely brilliant and fascinating book. But, for example, a pound of honey is produced from bees collecting 10 pounds of nectar from flowers. They work hard for our sweet tooth.
They work very, very hard. I mean, for example, an average 1 pound jar of honey requires bees to fly the equivalent of two times around the world. They work relentlessly. The worker bee lives for about 6 to 8 weeks, and one ounce of honey requires some 1,500. Round trips where the worker bees head off in the morning and go off and collect and come back to the hive, deposit the nectar in the hive, and then do something that is quite amazing. They perform a waggle dance in a hive that can in summertime have up to 50,000 bees, and that waggle dance is danced on the size of the small nail on your small finger. And that waggle dance communicates to all the other worker bees in the hive where that bee found the nectar, up to 5 kilometres away.
It is extraordinary. They can indicate the direction that the other bees have to go in and also how far it is by this little dance they do.
Exactly, by this little dance. And it was discovered, I think, in the 1950s by an Austrian scientist by the name of von Frisch. And he did an incredibly deep study on how they communicated. And he defined it and called it the waggle dance. And an American bee expert by the name of Thomas Seeley has identified it now, again, in terms of when you move a hive and how the bees know where they are and can go and forage for food in their new location.
And the thing is, the way they proved this, that the bees know where they are, if, for example, you only move the hive a little bit, they will keep going back to where the hive once was, whereas if you move it a long way, they then will get used to the new surroundings. They'll do a recce in a way and figure out where they are, and then will happily live in the new hive. The other thing is about the poor old queen, the queen who's laying all these eggs. I mean, how many eggs does she lay every day?
She would lay up to, they believe, between 1,000 and 2,000 eggs every day. And the queen bee lives for about 5 or 6 years. And what goes on in the hive is democracy at its most perfect, if that actually can happen. But the queen decides everything. The queen rules the roost in the winter time. All the bees gather around the queen, and they keep her warm by fluttering their wings. And when the bee no longer has a capacity to lay the required number of eggs, they gently dispose of her, and they rear a new queen who is full of virility and who is well able to lay the required number of eggs.
Old queen might be expelled and will take a swarm with her because the hive is overcrowded. And, you know, if you see bees swarming somewhere, and you've got pictures even swarming around a bicycle wheel, or people may have seen them swarming in trees. Basically, they're looking for a new home for their queen, while the young queen, the new queen, really takes over the hive. It's fascinating
stuff.
That is
right. And if you're a beekeeper and you're fortunate enough to find where the bees have swarmed, there are methods by which you can capture, take that hive or take that swarm and bring it into a new hive. And going back to the oldest bee judgments or rules or regulations, laws in the world are believed to be those laid down by the Bretons in the early centuries up to the 7th century when they were written down. And if my bees swarmed in your garden, you were entitled to a percentage of the produce of that new swarm when they returned to my hive or brought back.
Now, one of the most extraordinary things in your book is this bee bed. And there's a man in Ireland who sleeps for a few minutes every day on a bee bed. And the contention is that if you sleep on this bee bed, in 10 minutes, you'll get the equivalent of a night's sleep. Explain.
That is David Gagan in Connemara, on the banks of Loch Corrib. And there's so much energy generated by bees in the hive that it can have an incredibly calming effect. And there's a very, very small amount of vibration that is felt through a hive. And then you have the aroma of the nectar, the pollen, and the warmth generated by the bees. I think the bees live in a hive at a temperature of around, is it 97 degrees? And that, the combination of all of those has an incredibly relaxing therapeutic effect.
Well, it's a truly fascinating book. It's called The Bee's Knees. It's wonderfully illustrated with photographs, and there are so many facts, and it is, I mean, I'm awestruck in admiration, to be quite honest, as to the life of bees and what smart creatures they are, their tiny, tiny, tiny brain and the computations they are able to make. It is absolutely wonderful. The Bee's Knees, it's called. It's available to buy online. And its author, James Morrissey, thank you very much for joining us.
The Pat Kenny Show on News Talk.
Thanks to spiritmotorgroup.ie. With secure online payments, buying your next used car has never been easier. With Spirit Motor Group.